You're listening to Puma Podcast.
If there is one clear message from this afternoon, it is to not treat green transition as a burden, but as an opportunity to safeguard our planet for future generations and to create cleaner air, water, and to build a more resilient and prosperous nation.
I'm Bella Perez Rubio, Puma Podcast, and in this episode of Teka Teka, we hear experts make the case for a twin transition to a green and digital economy as the way forward for Mindanao.
At the heart of all these efforts, I'd just like to emphasize that we really have to go back to the basic core why we are discussing these topics. It's really about our people, our human development agenda, our people's welfare, and the quality of life.
The world is undergoing a green transition. Faced with the issues related to climate change and disaster resilience, countries have agreed to collectively respond to the challenge of climate change.
That's Francis Mark Kimba, a senior research fellow at the Philippine Institute for Development Studies. He's also the director of the Philippine APEC Study Center Network. He was speaking at the 9th Mindanao Policy Research Forum. This year's theme was Going Green and Digital for Mindanao's Sustainable and Inclusive Future. That's quite a lot to process, so let's back up.
In the 2021 Glasgow Climate Pact, more commonly referred to as COP26, countries have dedicated the 2020 to 2030 as a decade for climate action and support, with the goal of reducing emissions and capping the global average temperature rise to 1.5 degrees.
Mindanao, like the rest of the country, is on the front lines of climate disaster, contributing the least to carbon emissions but experiencing the worst of its ill effects.
As countries have adopted their national policies with the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, they have also engaged in a gradual transition to green economies as part of the green transition. Countries are also exploring the shift to smarter production and consumption systems. And as the benefit-cost ratio of renewable energy rises, green energy projects have multiplied.
But there's another major change to consider.
At the same time, countries are facing rapid digitalization. In parallel to their green transition, countries have worked towards the adoption of digital technology, such as the digitalization of services and payment systems to improve service delivery, support businesses, and combat corruption and tax evasion. Countries have also implemented policies fostering the emergence of a digital economy, including smart manufacturing, fintech, e-health, services like telemedicine, and smart agriculture.
So here's what twin transition or dual transformation means.
The mutually interdependent transformations of digitalization and adoption of green processes occurring simultaneously across countries. The digital transformation of the economy and society and the shift to a sustainable model of production should be viewed as closely intertwined and simultaneous. Digital innovations are indispensable enablers of green transition.
Cities like Davao, with high budgets, invest in digitizing and as a result, expediting government services. But that's not the case for much of the island group. In July 2023, the small rural town of Piagapo in Lanao del Sur adopted a program for digital transactions, making it the first municipality in the whole Bangsamoro Autonomous Region of Muslim Mindanao, or BARM, to do so. But the project, even with the assistance of the United Nations Development Program, faces several challenges. There's the ongoing power supply problem hounding the entire Lanao del Sur region. The outages are so severe that even a power generator doesn't guarantee that places like the town's digital center can be powered for a whole day. There's also the fact that around 60% of Piagapo's population lacks computer literacy. The local government is hoping to address this by offering residents free classes. Poverty also remains the most severe in Mindanao. In its latest study conducted last July 2023, Okta Research saw a surge in self-rated poverty at 59%, up from the previous 45%. The Visayas trailed close behind at 57%. Meanwhile, only 23% of Manila residents considered themselves poor, along with 42% of the rest of Luzon. We'll pause here. Later, we get into why this twin transition could be the key to lifting Mindanaoans out of poverty. Francis Kimba, a senior research fellow at the Philippine Institute for Development Studies, says these twin transitions aren't just mutually interdependent. They're also closely tied to the achievement of several Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs. The United Nations Blueprint for Ending Poverty, Protecting the Planet, and Ensuring Peace and Prosperity for All by 2030. Ambitious and perhaps not so realistic, given where we are in 2023. But as the UN says, these goals are also a call to action.
Let me just highlight SDG 2, Zero Hunger, as I think this is very important, especially for the Philippines and even for the region of Mindanao. SDG 2 is about zero hunger. And how is this related to the twin transition? As sustainable agriculture and food production are critical to achieving zero hunger, this SDG is directly related to the green transition and digitalization through strategies related to the optimization of food production and distribution, as well as the reduction of food waste.
This isn't the only example of overlap between the digital and green transformations and SDGs either.
Another would be SDG 13 on climate action. This SDG is directly related to the green transition as it focuses on taking urgent action to combat climate change's impacts. Achieving this goal requires the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions and the promotion of renewable energy sources. The promotion of sustainable land use practices that supports the conservation of biodiversity and natural ecosystems, including the reduction of deforestation, land degradation, and soil erosion, makes this SDG related to the green transition. Digital transformation is related to the use of the digital technologies to support the monitoring and management of natural resources, including the promotion of sustainable agriculture and the restoration of the degraded ecosystems. So what these three do show is that the twin transition is related directly or indirectly to the achievement of the SDGs, to which we are all striving to accomplish. Recognizing the emerging global and regional trends, pushing the Philippines towards this dual transformation, the Philippine Development Plan has identified strategies related to this dual transformation.
The latest version of the five-year growth plan released by the government covers 2023 to 2028.
Strategies related to the digitalization and green transition of production sectors have been identified in the various chapters of the Philippine Development Plan. Communities are also encouraged to adapt to the dual transformation. One strategy is the adoption of green features in housing and community design, such as the renewable energy, green roofs, rainwater harvesting systems, rain gardens, permeable pavement, green construction materials, nature-based storm drainage systems, gray water recycling systems, and energy-efficient windows, with reference to the Green Building Code. Construction companies are also encouraged to conduct R&D to adopt green architecture and additive manufacturing, which would reduce production costs. There are strategies identified which are related to labor and employment. These would include the government creating a database of green jobs, which implementing the Green Jobs Human Resource Development Plan, and intensifying the integration and mainstreaming of green competencies in TVET and education programs.
TVET stands for Technical and Vocational Education and Training.
However, there remains questions that need to be answered to ensure that this dual transformation supports the achievement of a sustainable future for the Philippines. For instance, what would be the impact for local industries? For developing countries, the dual transformation of green transition and digitalization involves accelerating a process of industrialization that would normally take decades. So industries are now undergoing these two transformations in parallel.
So what does this rapid change actually mean for the average person? Here are some of the findings of a study Kimba conducted.
While more workers are transitioning into green and greening jobs than those who are leaving, the total number of workers transitioning into those jobs are still really low. The transition to the green economy and increased use of digital technologies will require new skill sets and competencies, which are currently in short supply in developing countries. So what are these skill sets? Examples and these skill sets and competencies related to the dual transformation include digital literacy, data analysis, understanding of renewable energy, sustainable design, project management, adaptability, communication skills, and green entrepreneurship. How the green transition will result in the loss of jobs in the non-green or the brown activities is also a major concern. Workers engaged, for example, in fossil fuel extraction, production of single-use plastics, or those industries which are high greenhouse gas emitting are particularly at risk as they are the first ones affected by climate policies and regulations. Workers and trainees in other sectors will be affected eventually as the whole economy's decarbonization plan expands.
The bottom line of this year's Mindanao Policy Research Forum is this. The changes we need to make to sustain our planet and to keep our economy afloat could also lead to badly needed development in Mindanao. But that's only if the government and the private sector play their cards right. Here's the voice you heard at the top of today's episode, Janet Lopez, Executive Director of the Mindanao Development Authority.
Hindi dapat nawawala yung tao as the center for all this discussion and these policy insights that we are sharing this afternoon. At alam natin na with the anticipated impact of the climate change that has been well discussed already today, and we have to prepare ourselves, our communities, especially in our case here in Mindanao, to transition towards a more sustainable, climate resilient, and digitally enabled economy.
And that was today's episode of Teka Teka. Again, I'm Bella Perez Rubio. This episode was edited by Freddy Blanco. Our executive producer is Jill Caro. And our senior news editor is Veronica Uy. Don't forget to follow Teka Teka on your favorite podcast app or listen to us for free on YouTube. And if you're watching this on YouTube and you like this episode, please take the time to click the like button and subscribe to our channel. Thanks for listening.